going over it. Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order, and if we could have everybody do the pledge. Callie, if you'll lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, and Mike, if you want to start introductions, we can just kind of go around.
Name?
Yeah, name for our public that might not know us.
Michael Abbott.
Blake Stratton.
Lola Egan.
Callie Wade.
And Jamie Shakespeare.
And Judy Metz, Secretary.
Oh, Elmer Lopez.
Okay. Now it's for public comment. This is devoted to people that might want to comment on agenda items but can't be here for the whole meeting. Is there anybody that needs to make comments that has to leave? Okay. The next agenda item is approval of minutes for June 27th, 2023. Has everybody looked at the minutes for last meeting? Yeah.
Yeah, I vote we approve the minutes.
Okay. Kelly's made a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Is that Blake?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, the next item is to approve the agenda for the August 29th, 2023 meetings. Are there any changes that anybody needs? Okay, I move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
Second was?
Blake.
Blake.
Yeah, thank you. Are there any informational items that need to be presented? Audience, people on the board? Okay. There's no planning or zoning. So our general business is to review the previous fiscal year budget request and take public input regarding requests for the next fiscal year budget. This is a discussion item only. We won't be approving any budget this time. It'll be next meeting.
Which will probably be I will probably put it on the meeting for the 10th.
Of the 10th, okay.
So that you don't have to have a meeting just for this.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have the next one.
So. Okay. So, because...
The next meeting on the 12th meeting or the 10th?
It's the 12th,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Elmer, you're from Parks and Rec, right?
Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any comments or information for us before?
Yeah, so John sent me the list of the park improvements you guys have on here from your previous meetings.
Uh-huh.
There's just a couple I wanted to touch on. The lighting, you guys are speaking about this area right here, right east mm-hmm. of the... So there's a current project with the paving down there by the library to add lights. So that's already kind of in the works.
Do we know when that project starts?
It's in design right now. I think we're at 60%. And but the lights are part of that project. And I believe there's two light poles that will be over on this side of the fire station in Justice Square too. So that's a current project that's taking place
what
already.
Didn't we ask for lights, or I've been wanting lights over here by the playground.
By the playground?
See? Do they have them?
That shine straight towards them. The only dark area really is this playground right here, but I feel like once they add those parking lot lights, I think it
should be
probably
be
okay. And then, I'm not sure where this goes yet, but like in my professional opinion, like what I would like to see,
yeah.
You know, for the like this complex we have going right now, it's kind of just more programmable space within the center.
What do you mean by that?
So like if there was any way to extend the gym on the east side and add like a classroom or two, I think that would be really helpful. Because right now, like no matter what activity we do, it's like one at a time, right? Because we can only do it in the gym. But there's like smaller programs for like the preschool age kids that we could run in a smaller room. And it'll also provide incentives for like probably like dance teachers or something, if we can do a designated dance room or a designated gymnastics room, where we can keep mats down. I know the valley's really into tumbling right now, so if we can make a space for that kind of programming, I think it'd be beneficial just for the overall, you know, complex we have going on right now.
Yeah, too. Added to that, I will say.
Oh, we're not making changes, huh?
No, you may.
Well, yeah, we can discuss.
Go ahead, make your changes. What will happen is.
Move that up to number one.
Okay, so move them around however you want them. And then on the 10th of October, we'll.
Now.
Dividers, that would be, that's another option too. They're currently, we're like, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
So you could sec, if you had enough space, you could section it into a couple smaller.
Yeah, that's true too.
Do you have any idea how much money we have available?
I.
Didn't I send you guys something?
She briefly went over it.
When did it come? Just today.
Oh, I didn't look today. I have one in my email today.
She briefly went over.
Oh, I didn't see an email, but this was just brought to us today.
Oh, I'm just glad. Callie had called and asked me to.
Okay.
And thank you for including that. We've had a hell of a time getting that.
Yeah, okay.
I know, and I was quite happy when I saw it.
Obviously, I understand projects cost a lot.
I'm going to go with Elmer. We were there for a homeschool group the other day, and it would have been really nice to be able to have like a meeting area and then also a free play area, because it's just not available in the gym. And like, especially with the amount of homeschool stuff we are doing there, it would be great to be able to like break it down.
Even during the preschool programs, like I run a 3 to 5 year old like little play time for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But then the parents are like, what can I do with my 1 and 2 year old, you know, during that time? So if I did if I had another room, I could just send them that way, put up some building blocks or something, and just have them entertained as part of the other program, just as a free play zone or something. Just, it just gives me more options and is able to like break down groups. Okay.
That's all well and good, but that's only accessible when that's open. That doesn't give the people that want to come and do something, for instance, basketball. You can only play basketball if the rec center's open. What we need is things for teenagers to do. My nephew used to go down to the Wild Country Tavern before he was of age because they had a volleyball place that you could play outside. We've been asking for teenage stuff for quite a while. What we would like is the sand volleyball, the people I talk to, sand volleyball, things for teenagers, more trees for shade, the splash pad to work. It would be nice to work, and to put a pavilion over there, a small one, so that parents could sit there. In the past, Simplot has volunteered to actually, at one time they offered to build us a horseshoe place here, and Parks and Recs turned it down. If somebody talked to them, they probably would donate the sand for a sandy volleyball and a horseshoe place. A basketball, we've asked for basketball court a couple times, a simple one, as opposed to what they play for basketball right now is right where the emergency vehicles go. That's where the basketball hoop is. That's not really acceptable, not safe. Something happens someday, we'll have a lawsuit on our hands. On one of the items on the previous list was the more soccer fields. Well, they're building a big soccer complex and ball fields down in Logandale, so I don't feel we need to add more here. What we have here is plenty good for the kids to practice on. You know, another thing that people expressed an interest in is like an exercise stations around the walking path and benches that older people could sit at as they walk around. The people that I talked to, those are the kinds of things they wanted. They didn't want the rec center expanded because they can't get in it after hours. They can only get in it when somebody's here to open the door.
We do have extended hours here, though, compared to the...
Well, compared to everywhere else, but...
In the summertime, I try to kind of try to work that in. So, like, we did do a volleyball play hour. Like, I had the gym open from 6 to 8 p.m. for volleyball on Mondays, and on Wednesdays I had it for basketball from 6 to 8 p.m. The turnout was very rare, but I'm like, I don't have a problem opening the gym up longer and extending those night hours. I just need to have the support of people coming in. I just gave an application to a young man today, and he's like, can we get this gym open later? And I'm like, if I can come and work it, we'll make it work, you know? So programming wise, we can work on that to have more access to the gym in the later hours. It's just a matter of having it's supported by people come on the plane.
Can I voice something real quick?
Yes.
Can you state your name for the record?
Yeah, Christy Herring.
Thanks.
you guys do try to, the basketball and stuff like that, but like when we coach basketball, we know on Tuesdays it's open gym, the boys are there, so then they have to leave. But if there wasn't a basketball court outside where they are able to come, because like my kids would come down and play, all their friends would come down and play after school when it cools off and it's closed, and I get you're saying you're trying to, but then when we have sports that are going on, that they're, you know, coaching the teams and stuff like that, they can't.
So what if we looked at financially, I know we're trying to cover all of the everything, right? So what if we looked at more of like, what did you call them, dividers or delineators for inside of the gym, and place that somewhere in the one through whatever we're going to have, and then have other things, like we could order other things, like an outdoor basketball. It sounds like more people would want something that's outdoor, whether it be sand volleyball, horseshoes, or basketball, or all three, or, you know, and be able to, we can prioritize those things. And then it won't be
school,
too much.
The school
lockup? Mm-hmm. They do, yeah, you can't
we
get in there.
You used to be able to go to the school, and the kids could play basketball after, when, you know, when it cool off, we'd come down the park, and the kids could go up there and play, but everything's locked up now. Which is understandable, too, so.
Well, and, I mean, let's not get too carried away because our budget is
not very large.
Right.
So.
I realize that, but I'm just saying.
Well,
no,
I'm not saying your stuff's out of reach.
No,
but I'm just saying if we had a.
We need to prioritize what we want. That's the whole purpose of a meeting.
Right.
And I would like them to spend that $159,000 that keeps getting carried forward every year and getting bigger and bigger, but
nope,
so far that hasn't worked.
On there. It would be number 10. We're keeping it on there.
What, your swimming pool? Yeah.
My swimming pool.
I was trying to.
Number 10. It doesn't have to be just 5.
Okay.
It could be all number 10. I've never been opposed to
I'm grateful that you're flexible. I'm grateful that you're flexible. That's funny. So
there may be that grant for us peasants to be like, hey,
you
more
never
kids
know.
Need to learn how to swim. There's your swimming
so
pool.
Can we go through this and kind of anybody shoot for number one? Who would.
Okay.
What do you have for number one?
The previous list had number one as the sand volleyball and play horseshoes.
Yes.
So the question is, do we want to change it to dividers for over there?
I don't know if that's
I wouldn't be quite in favor of extending that building over there. I really, it can be number 11 after the swimming pool as far as I'm concerned.
Oh.
I can see dividers, but I can't see extending that building.
Well, that's what I said. Well, let's find a common middle ground.
But so I guess the question is, we just need to come up with a list, however long it may be.
So sand volleyball with area to play horseshoes. I heard outdoor basketball and maybe exercise stations around the walking path. What of those, maybe four?
And the splash pads.
Oh, and the pavilion.
The pavilion. That seems
so
to be
five.
A,
anybody have one that is like pretty high priority other than the others?
I just say the outdoor stuff because I mean
that's what they're all outdoor.
Watch kids, parents, you know, with their kids all day, and then when it cools off, the older people are out here walking, you know, just stuff, and then in the evenings when the kids get out of school and the weather's nice, they're here all day, you know, playing. And I know, and I applaud you for your program that you have right now. My kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
They're there every day. You guys have it open and it's phenomenal. But it's hard when
so
like
some outdoor
on the weekends
things.
And
because
stuff.
Elmer can't be there and the
I,
crew can't always be there. So if we had some outdoor things that the community could use, it could work for everybody.
Like I feel like we're getting pretty tight. Like where would you propose these areas be?
That's a wonderful question, Elmer. Anybody?
Well, right out
well,
here where they want to extend the gym.
On the other side of the library.
Oh,
there's
yeah. Behind the library building.
Right there in between the water park. You could put a sand volleyball there. You could put a couple
of boards. Yeah. And that is pretty flat. We've done a lot of things over there. They wouldn't have to do much dirt work, so the grading wouldn't be too terrible. Would cost less.
Sand volleyball.
Sand volleyball. Either behind or to the side of the library. Out that side door of the library area. Or back behind between the library and like the baseball field right there. And that could be sand volleyball and horseshoes. What about basketball? Any ideas on that?
RPM will have a good one.
What about basketball being more towards the other side of the splash pad?
It doesn't even have to be like a full court. Kids are fine with half court. Like, they just want to come out and play.
Yeah. I'm thinking like the other side of the splash pad. I don't know, you guys. I don't know design, but I'm sure that we could
That's okay. RPM, I believe, would come out and tell them.
Yeah, it could just be like, this is where we're going to put it. Yeah. Okay, so what?
So on outside outdoor basketball, would we say even half court?
Half court, I
think. Yeah, possibly half court.
Yeah, well, because if they want a full court, they can hit it when the rec center is open.
They can, yes.
It's just for something
it's
when that thing's that close.
Yes. Okay.
So what would be first? Anybody? Anybody have a priority one over the other?
Can we make something simple like the benches first?
The walking path benches?
Like walking path benches?
Mm-hmm. That would be good.
Yeah. I like it. Is it something small and doable? Maybe.
Are you eliminating soccer fields?
Yeah.
We haven't discussed it yet, but I'm guessing. We'll see where we're at with that. We're not there yet. So two, maybe sand volleyball and horseshoes, because we might be able to get that halfway given to us, at least the sand. I don't know.
Okay, so that'd be number two.
Yeah.
Number three.
It looks like on the previous list, 2 and 4 are taken care of, correct?
Yeah. 2 and 4 are in progress.
They're in the same
design
process.
Right now.
Well, the soccer fields aren't necessarily in this.
No, that's three.
No, that's three.
Oh, three.
More
four, there's
the lights.
The alongside Highway 168.
I could show you the map of where the lights are getting.
Oh, yeah.
So they're in design.
They're in design, so this isn't the final product, but they are adding those. So there's two lights there, and so there's a fourth light.
And that's the one you were saying was already in the works?
Yeah.
Oh, that's parking. Yeah.
So is that the one near the parking lot, too?
Yeah, so that's so this is the library right here. This is the when you come out of the gym.
Oh, and this is the fourth one.
Yeah, this is the splash pad here, so you could kind of...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, and then you got these two over here.
Oh, so these are those two. Those would fit with the more lights of the soccer fields behind the parking area.
Now, what are... You said maybe they were... Paving was in design also?
I think
what are they paving?
They're just paving the right in front of the library, just that small section there.
Okay. The so 2 and 4 are pretty well taken care of. Here's the
This is the library. These are the lights. Can we maybe make a shade for a splash pad at number 3?
Okay. And I would say outdoor basketball at 4.
Okay, what shade design is 3?
So, yeah,
right,
the,
like right now.
Like right up by the
splash pad. Pavilion by the splash pad.
Just something basic.
Yeah, just like how they put the shade at this playground right here.
Yeah.
It's a real simple shade.
This is the part we actually park in.
Where the benches are. Super simple shade.
Just like a pavilion type shade.
Just the shade.
The light, just a shade over benches.
It's similar
to
what's
in
this
playground.
Small children's playground.
This hill, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's
just because it is hot. My kids are all older now,
it is.
So you still dread going.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like it's so hot over there.
What are you doing? Basketball 4?
Yeah.
At half court outside.
Yeah. Outdoor basketball.
I don't know, make 5 something to the gym. Some sort of improvement to the gym.
Yeah, whether it be delineators or add-ons, whatever they can find the money for.
Like any other room would be nice.
Yeah.
So, would we call them dividers for the gym? Or?
Yeah, you could put a divider.
I mean, if they find the money for it, big, don't, you know, let's
I would
reach
say,
more for the stars.
Yeah, I would say
I don't want to just, only for dividers.
Yeah, no, ask for
You can't really have classrooms while you have dance going on with only a divider, because that's not really, you're not really, you might as well just have it all in the same room.
If there was a divider, then you're sitting on the benches,
Halfway,
half the people are on the other side. Yeah. No. I don't know that it's a good fit for that.
I don't think dividers, honestly,
I don't think it's
going
to
work for anything, but mm-hmm. dividing sections, you're still going to have the noise, you're still going to have no space to have multiple things going on.
The noise would probably be,
the noise
because that was a challenging part.
Very much a challenging issue when you have, you know, 60 little kids running around.
I just don't think dividers is going to cut it for it. Mm. It needs to be like
something
more than dividers.
Almost like a portable, like separate
something.
Yeah.
Well, this idea is not a bad idea, but just don't know where, you know, like if that's what everybody threw their hat in, and all the stuff that we've wanted for a long time will happen. So,
do they do such things as like a portable classroom type situation? It wouldn't be set up like a classroom.
Well, the county just built two facilities over on like North Las Vegas, and they're basically like portable sections that mm-hmm. they're like five portables wide, and they created those as like activity areas.
Oh,
yeah.
So I don't know.
Could they do it out here?
I don't know how that would work into integrating into the current metal building or however that would work. But they're also kind of like metal portables. They're just
Be more even just like how the middle school would have it, where you had like your basic building and then you had, or even at the high school where they have the two portable, whatever, single wide out back. That's the college classes.
Our high school grew like suddenly fast.
Right. We have,
and they brought in bungalows that were absolutely perfectly fine.
Because facility expansions isn't a new thing. Like there's plenty of centers that have been expanded in the past. So
I don't think you can buy anything manufactured in Nevada. You have to buy it in another state.
Yeah, and then haul it in.
Yeah. I can look into this and give you guys info on what happened over at the Melvininas Recreation Center for however they set that up, but it is like a big, like really important.
But even if there's multiple, like you know, like the single wide type portables, then those would work if you had like two of them for classroom.
If you can get me those and email it to me, the information on them, and I'll email it to all of you so that before your next meeting you see what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And that way, you know, you can make that decision at your next meeting.
That'd be good.
Your indoor swimming pool looks like it's going to be six.
All right.
Anybody else against that? Not even 10. Look at that.
They didn't even have to go to 10. See? Reach for the stars,
there
you guys.
And are we, is everybody stuck on soccer fields, or are we good giving those to Logandale?
Yeah, where were they going to get the money for that? What was going to happen there?
That's a great
question.
That'd
have to be another grant, you know?
Yeah.
But if you did that, you
Well, I thought they had the money. That's why they started grading. What happened with that? Anybody know?
I have no idea. I know it's multiple grants that are paying for this to finish off the sports complex. But I don't know about any that were over here.
Oh. Do you, by chance?
I'm in the middle of the block.
Do you, why they started the grading for the soccer fields over there, but then never finished?
Was it the county, or did somebody just come
along
and do
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like it was like Tom Collins.
That was Tom Collins.
Oh, so somebody did just come
here?
Okay. Just wondering. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like we're good to give Logandale soccer fields if we can get some basketball courts. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to read to you the list of what I've got, so you can correct it or whatever. I've got number one, the walking path with benches. Number two, sand volleyball behind or at the side of the library and horseshoes. Number three, shades similar to the small child's playground shade.
At the splash pad.
At the splash pad.
At the splash pad, okay.
Real quick, for number one, can we put more than just benches? What about like the exercise stations? Is anybody good with
that?
That's what we were looking at. That would be, you know, beneficial for everybody.
Yeah, like a pull-up bar or whatever. They have different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with exercise stations and benches.
Yeah.
Okay, outdoor basketball, half court.
Yeah.
It's four. Yeah, that was number four. Number five were dividers, and then we crossed that out and made it add-on to gym or portable classrooms or bungalows. That's five. And then six, why did I miss four? Was that, okay.
Four was outdoor basketball.
And then six is the indoor swimming pool.
Yes.
I'll pick one up at Ace and I'll put it inside.
Appreciate it. Into the new add-on, right?
Exactly.
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 Go big or go home.
And so that information that he gets to me, I will get out to you as soon as I get it.
Thank you.
And then the meeting that we will firm this up on is going to be October 10th.
Is that when?
We need to finish the public's work section.
Yeah, but okay. We're going to do the whole section.
Yeah.
But I looked at my calendar.
October 10th?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I checked with the county to make sure we're good with, we're getting it in time. I don't want to hear a...
Yeah.
So we're good if they get it on the 10th, since we already have to have a meeting on that day anyway.
Okay. What's on the 10th that we have a meeting for?
Nevada Energy.
Nevada Energy's coming.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then Public Works.
Does anybody have any changes to our list?
The first thing, have pushback if you want changes.
Well, no, that's good though.
Okay. The first one is the barriers at Warm Springs Loop.
I'm not entirely sure how that ended up on there, but yeah, I'm just going to stop people from driving off there.
That was my biggest point. I didn't want somebody to hurt themselves again.
Everybody's going to have scraped up side of their car.
I'd rather have scraped up side of their car than not make it out alive.
So. I'd like to have lights and a better turnout coming into this facility and the main road into the church. Like
on rocks?
Yeah, just like right there, you can't hardly see, even just coming from Henry to turn into the courthouse. There's like, you know, because you narrow, you got everybody coming off the hill.
Yeah.
And then it narrows to just two lanes. There's the turnout lane goes away. And then you just have a really narrow area to turn in. Mm-hmm. And you have high traffic into the church, and you have high traffic for games and stuff into this parking lot.
Now we can.
Even if they just expanded somehow, if they didn't do both and just did the
rocks?
the shared, you know, where you could see a little bit better and it was expanded, that would be nice.
So lights on 168 or on rocks?
I'd be like both.
168 at rocks, or 168 at the
like that
fire station?
Yeah, with increased
at rocks or fire station.
Yeah. We can't change State Route 168 to State Highway.
Well,
but,
then it'd be on our side then, or on the
county side. We could do it on the county property, like right inside.
I mean, you could put lights, but you couldn't, like, expand, like, to make a turn lane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you couldn't do a turn lane, but you could at least expand the lighting and have a better marked turning into these facilities.
So do you want that number one?
No. Sorry.
Nope. You still don't want people?
No.
Okay.
Warm Springs needs some attention, not just down here.
Okay.
Warm Springs is overlooked all the time.
There's only like two people out there.
Exactly, but it's two people.
They're both on the town board. So hey.
I don't care.
I'm not saying mine's
number one. I'm just saying I'd like it on the list.
Yeah, for sure.
So I've got additional lights at rocks and fire stations for turning into facilities.
Yeah.
Well, and it like a expansion on rocks then somehow to where you can turn in.
To make the road wide. He's talking about making the road wide.
Yeah, the turn lane.
Yeah, so you can see coming in.
It is. You come down that hill or you're, tough.
Yeah, you can't really expand 168, but we could expand...
Yeah, as long as you're
wide and rocks.
Wide rocks and the turn in. Do you
want
to put that as number three then?
Yeah, wherever you guys want on there is fine. I don't care if it's number three.
So that's going to be in front of
the paved
dude
and Barlow, yeah.
And then maybe just move everything else down unless somebody else has something else.
Yeah.
Do you have anything? What's
that?
Do you have any other?
Nothing I can think of.
All right.
Okay, and three, then I've got additional lights at rocks and fire station for turning into facilities, expansion at rocks for turn lane.
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that would also help fire station.
Sure.
Yeah, because you can access, I mean, you can access this building by coming in through that way.
When you come this way at nighttime or as the sun's going down.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I know it's there because I used to come here for meetings all the time. But if you don't know where it's at, you're passing it by the time it's there.
Yeah. And then, like, just like I said, just coming in from Henry, all these cars are diving off the highway. So I get in, hurry and turn off, you know, not wanting to miss it. And it's just a little tight there as opposed to, you know.
Yeah. So just move everything else down? Or are we good with...
I'm good with the other dude.
Which dude are we talking about? Do we remember?
Do we even care to still pave dude? Because we put dude on...
Where is dude?
A lot of years ago. Del Pulsifer's.
Oh, is it your road?
Yeah, that's my road.
Do you care if dude gets paved?
I'd like to see it get paved, yeah. I'm tired by tires.
Yeah, because that was someone...
Pretty rough.
I don't remember who it was, but someone else on one of us was like very adamant that dude needed to be paved. And I was very adamant that we needed to get paved, so. Mm-hmm. But it had to be explained where dude.
Yeah, because I think there's another one over there by, I don't know, you go down Lawson and then the end of Lawson, there's a dude over there. So I wasn't sure which dude. Can we state which dude this is? Dude that crosses the railroad tracks? Road?
What's your closest cross street, Mike?
168.
Pardon?
The cross street is 168, right?
Dude's one of those stops and starts. So what section? Well, we need to define what section.
I'm not sure that right off the highway what that road is that goes over the tracks. I think that may be different than, I think dude starts up with.
So it's after the tracks.
I'm not sure.
So from like the corn.
I know that, but.
Like from the corn.
Yeah, the road in front of there that goes over the tracks. I'm not sure if that's dude or if that's.
I'll find out real quick.
Thank you.
Because as you go up, dude turns like that. And that road that goes across the tracks is actually part of the old highway.
Yeah, that is dude. That's considered dude also.
From 168?
Yeah.
See, it goes up and around, and if you turn right, you go to my house, and that's dude also.
It just ends past Dennis's, I think.
So from 168 to Dennis Pulsifer, can we say that?
You can indicate it's the dude off of 168.
Yeah, because there's...
They dude off of 168.
Yeah, because dude's, you know, kind of like Lou Street and Overton, stops and starts all the way along, and we want that section paved, not necessarily this one down here.
The Glendale area.
Not the Glendale area.
Yes.
It is the Glendale.
Yeah, because the other one's behind
Lawson. It's
right
by the corn. Yeah,
when you go past the corn maze and, I mean, the corn mill over the railroad tracks, through the woods.
So if I put Glendale area, that'll make it.
Yeah. So make that 4?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And does Barlow to Lawson to Rocks, that still needs to be paved?
That's the one that goes up from Lawson to the... To the church / library.
Do we still want that one paved?
Anyone?
It gets a lot of volume. Kids walk back and forth from school and stuff. It's probably not bad to have on the list.
Do we want to say paved, or can we just have it like chipped, or like is that?
Yeah, I don't care. But it does get a fair amount of traffic, and it always gets trashed.
It does. It's pretty bad.
Is it maintained? Is it road?
It doesn't seem like it is. I don't know. I haven't drove
it. The other day I looked at it. I'm like, should I drive that way? Like,
yeah, don't. Yeah. Not right now.
I'm going to take that way.
Could we at least bring it up to county standards where it's maintained?
Oh, yeah.
Could we just put maintained?
Oh, that would be great if they would, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Bring it up to maintenance?
Yeah, whatever. Maintenance standards, so they maintain it. I mean... I don't want them to do my road, but a lot of people like that.
Yeah, I agree with you. So maintain Barlow from Lawson to Rocks Road. Because they could bring in some dirt and laid it out again, and it could be trackable.
You know, for whenever they do their, you know, road maintenance up here.
It gets flooded a lot, I know.
Yeah, but I mean, when it, like, Ranch Road, God knows Ranch Road, is that actually a legitimate road, and it goes across private property all the way, but they maintain it.
They maintain
it.
Yeah,
let's not bring that up anymore.
No. But I'm just saying, they could main, when they come and maintain this area, they could maintain that road, too.
We don't need to bring that to anyone's attention.
No. Barlow.
As long as you don't bring up my road, because I don't want it maintained. Sorry, Harmony.
You shouldn't have moved there if you didn't want to maintain, because Lola doesn't want to maintain. I think that's it.
Are there any other changes to our, either our parks or our public works than, other than what was discussed? Audience-wise? All two of you guys? Okay. Okay, do we have any comments from the audience here? Anybody wants to make any comments other than what's been discussed now? Any reports? You do. Okay.
This coming Tuesday, our trail system will be open to the public. We're open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 3. It's free to the public. And then on November 4th, we're hosting a cleanup event. Invite volunteers come out. We're planting 2,500 to 3,000 plants. And hungry for lunch.
Okay, and what day is the cleanup or whatever?
So the cleanup's on November 4th.
November 4th. Okay.
How do they sign up?
I put some flyers up there now.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And what are the hours that it's open up there? Did you say?
So our public use is open Tuesday to Sunday.
Uh-huh.
7 to 3?
7 to 3, yeah. Okay. Okay. Super.
Me too.
That's good. Is there any other comments or information anybody wants to share? Okay, our next meeting scheduled for September 12th, 2023. If there is any zoning or issues that come up, we'll have a meeting. And if not, this meeting's adjourned.